Gospel Contemplation for Holy Thursday. Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Music is Flow My Tears by John Dowland, recorded by John Sales for the public domain. Scripture is from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John from the New American Bible. If you are unfamiliar with Gospel Contemplation, please read the introduction on the Contemplation webpage before continuing. There will be several periods when I'm not speaking so that you can continue the scene in your own imagination. If at any point during the guided contemplation your imagination comes to life in such a way that God invites you to stay with a particular moment, follow the invitation that you sense rather than move on to where the spoken meditation is going. In that case, you might want to stop this audio and continue on your own. I will read the Gospel passage twice before beginning the guided contemplation. At the end of the contemplation, I will invite you to have a conversation with Jesus and finish when you are ready. Don't forget to take some time to review your prayer afterwards. There are suggestions for that on the contemplation webpage. Now I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for whatever it is you need at this time. If nothing comes immediately to mind, you might ask for the grace of humility to do as Jesus did. Before the Feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. "For this reason," he said, "not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Before the Feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." In your imagination, see the room where Jesus is having supper with his disciples. What is the room like? Is it large or small? How is it arranged? Are there windows? And if so, is there still light coming in at this hour? Now see the people in the room, yourself among them. Who's there? Is it just the 12? Or a somewhat larger group of Jesus' friends? Look around at all the people there and take a moment to listen in on and draw profit from some of the conversations. What are they talking about? Now notice Jesus. What is he doing during the meal? Who is he talking with? The scripture says he loved his own in the world and he loved them to the end. Can you see this love as he interacts with his friends? You know what he'll face in the coming hours. Consider how Jesus chooses not to exercise any divine power, but to accept what will come. At a certain moment, Jesus rises from the meal, removes his outer garments, and ties a towel around his waist. As he begins to wash the disciples' feet, how do they react? What do you feel? Jesus comes to Peter, and Peter objects. Watch the interaction between the two of them as Jesus explains that he must wash Peter's feet. What is Peter like during this conversation? And how does Jesus respond? His words, but also in his expressions. Now Jesus comes to you to wash your feet. Let the moment unfold in your imagination, however it will, conversing with him or keeping silent. As Jesus moves on to the next person, pay attention to what you are feeling and thinking as he finishes washing everyone's feet. After he finishes and puts away the towel and basin, Jesus returns to the table and says, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." What does this mean for you? Thank you. As the supper continues, find your way to where Jesus is sitting and talk with him about what you have experienced. When you are ready, finish with a favorite prayer.